lightning struck, he'd jump up and do his duty, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And he saved them, those motors, from being burned up many, many times by being quick on the trigger and doing what he was trained to do.
Mm. And most people in town had electricity in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, were there other... For folks who didn't have electricity, would they have used...
Kerosene
lamps. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you'd seen any other kind of makeshift lamps like
that. They also used Coleman lanterns. And they would pump them up. You know, they'd use white gas and pump them up with a little lever on the side. And then they had the mantles.
Okay.
My husband still has three or four of them in his workshop that he's just kept for souvenirs.
Okay. And coal... kerosene is made out of
coal oil.
Coal oil, okay.
Yeah, it's made from coal, but I don't know how.
Yeah, I wonder how to get the oil part. You know.
But if you leave a piece of coal laying on a cloth, it'll look oily when you move it, so there is definitely oil in the coal.
Okay, yeah. I guess it just begins to leak out or something.
I guess.
Do folks in this area have a name for a bed that's placed on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. Have you ever, I was wondering if you remember in the early days, did folks have a name for a big rough winter blanket or heavy bedding on a bed in the wintertime?
Comforter?
Have you ever heard of the word Sugan? S-U-G-A-N?
No.
Okay.
Never heard that.
How would you pronounce that? S-U-G-A-N?
Sugan,
okay. And I wanted to ask you, on the pillows on the bed in the early days, the things you would put over those would be called what?
Pillowcases.
Okay. Now, what were those? I was wondering, I know in some places that I've talked, I've had people tell me those pillowcases were made out of like flour sacks and things like that. Do you remember seeing that?
Mm-hmm.
And they were decorated and everything? Mm-hmm. Was that common here, or was that kind of...
Not here as much, not after I came as much. As it was in Kansas and Missouri.
Really?
Because in Kansas and Missouri, you raise chickens, you got chicken feed in these same kind of bags that the flour and cornmeal and so forth came in. And here, I don't know, about the time that I came, they started using paper bags.
Huh.
So
paper.
We didn't...
Really?
We didn't
for pillowcases?
No,
for flour.
For flour.
For flour.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
For flour and sugar and so forth. Most people just bought muslin or pepperell, and made their pillowcases if they didn't buy ready-made pillowcases. Of course, by the time I started keeping house, people were into just going to the store and buying them. They were too lazy to make
things. Right. Well, probably not lazy, but just busy.
Yeah.
Probably too busy to.
Yeah. Well, and the ready-made things were cheaper, you know. They weren't that much more expensive than taking your time to make things.
And the things that you would, like up here, you'd screw into the socket.
Light bulb.
Okay. And can you remember, when did you, the thing that everybody watches now in the evening for the news?
TV?
Yeah, or the longer word for it.
Television.
Yeah. Now, can you remember when y'all got your first, when was that?
1956.
Okay. Must have been something.
It was, And we didn't have the cable or, you know.
Oh,
yeah. And, of course, these mountains broke the signal because radio waves go over the mountains, but television runs on a straight line. So you had to put an aerial up in the air, you know, and then turn it and turn it and turn it, trying to pick up the signal. My husband and his brother spent hours trying to bring that in. And we couldn't get anything but snow. And, of course, we didn't need more snow.
Had enough on the ground, didn't
you? That's right. So finally, one of the local men went up on Woodchuck Peak and put up a tower and ran the wire down to town and charged people for using his tower.
How about that?
And it cost us $5 a month, which was a lot of money in those days.
Yeah. Kind of early cable.
And then he sold it to the people, I don't guess the same people on it now, but he sold it to a man named Jones, who improved the system, and now Jones Intercable, which is a big area, a big company, run it, and we get real good reception.
Okay. The thing your mother would have worn.
An apron?
Yeah. Is that what she
protector.
Had called it? Yeah.
Her dresses.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you some about clothing that that men would have worn or that people would have worn when they were outside working.
They wore a lot of sheepskin-lined jackets because of the cold weather. Mm-hmm. They wore a lot of denim, and they wore long johns underneath, okay. underwear. And, of course, they didn't have the thermal underwear at that time. They were usually cotton with part wool, maybe 5% wool or something for warmth. And they wore wool socks.